Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And as always, I got some real OGs with me here, Mr. K. Scott and Mr. Rojo. Fellas, talk to me.
What's going on, man? Besides this, man, I think it's allergies. It's killing me. But other than that, you know, alive and well, doing good. What about you, Rojo?
Hey, summertime. I'm so excited about my son being out of school. Hey, party.
He sound tired when he says that. I'm so excited because I'm so tired already. To waking up that early in the morning, getting dressed, all that stuff, it is not fun.
Yes, he need to go to a rec center.
Exactly. Back in the old days, they just drop kids off at Boys and Girls Club at 8 a.m., pick them up at 8 p.m., you know?
I'll do that.
See you later. Yeah.
The YMCA, Boys and Girls Club. Well, you guys, thanks for being here with us again on another episode of OG Therapy. And as always, we got some questions from real-life teenagers that we're going to weigh in and answer on. And so let's go and get it started. I think, Kay, you've got this question queued up for us today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Let's go with question. Ooh, this is a good one. But first, before I get into the question, if you guys are listening to our podcast, make sure to like, share, subscribe, all that. Share it to a friend if it resonates with you. And make sure to always be in tune with us. So, the question. Oh, this is a good one. What would I need to do to light the spark in a relationship that I feel is going away after a few years? Oh, this is a good one. Dave, what you think about this? This is a good one.
It is a good one. I'm probably going to go off script a little bit on this one. Not that I'm ever on a script. I'm going to say a couple things and then I'm going to answer this probably in a little different way. First of all, I would want to say for all the teenagers out there, whenever you have an adult or someone tell you it's not a big deal, you know, you're probably not going to, you know, you're not going to get married. You're not going to be with this person forever. You know, it's just break up or, you know, just date other people. A lot of times adults, I think they do this in good intentions. They try to minimize relationships that teenagers have with, you know, at that time of their life. And I get it, right? I get why adults look at high school relationships like, that's nothing. I dated tons of people in high school. You know, you'll forget about that person a couple of years. But I think one thing that adults forget is that when you're a teenager, that relationship you're going through, the struggles that you're going through, that's the only thing you've ever had to experience. It's a big deal. If you're going to get your heart broken after, you know, a 2-3 year divorce or 2-3 year breakup as an adult, when you're a kid or a teenager, you're just an adult in training. You're going to tell me that your heart doesn't hurt because you're young. In fact, some would argue that your heart hurts even more when you're young. It's fresh, it's new. And the social pressures of a lot of times, you know, like this kid, you know, or young person shouldn't say kid, if they've been in a relationship with for a few years, that's kind of part of their identity, right? Like most people know them as a couple. So whoever asked this question or anyone listening to this question, young person, I will not dismiss your relationship as being serious, important. It's the hardest thing that you've ever gone through. And that's why it's important to you. Hence the reason why this person asked this question. Next part I want to say, this is kind of going off script a little bit. If you've been together with someone for a couple of years, and I've said this on the podcast a number of times, but in a lot of situations, this response or this information is very helpful and very needed, and today I think is one of those times. I want you to look at all relationships, every relationship you have in your life, relationship you have with your clothes, relationship with you have with your school, sports, family, friends, relationship you have with anything. Every relationship has an expiration date. This does not mean that when the expiration date in the relationship comes that you can't still be in that relationship. What that means is that you have to pour out the old relationship and then you have to re-up and get a new relationship. And sometimes you have to build that new relationship or you have to get rid of it. People, when they own a house, they usually don't remodel their house and put all this money into the house unless, well, except for two reasons. One, to make it more livable, more enjoyable, so they can really have a new entertainment system, new backyard, whatever it may be, or to increase the value to sell it. So if we look at relationships in the same way and say, okay, I was in this relationship for a long time. I put blood, sweat, and tears, hopefully not blood, but you get the metaphor, right? You put, you know, hard work is the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
You put hard work in the relationship to keep it going. But a lot of times people don't see that the relationship is past its expiration date. And so an easy way to look at this is every relationship has like these pinnacle moments. So for example, if you're dating someone, let's go a high school relationship. I usually like to go in weeks, right? So if you're dating someone for 2 weeks, well, that's cute. You're dating. But if you date them for a month, how many high schoolers have, oh, it's our month anniversary? All of them.
Been together
all of them.
A month and 2 days.
Yeah. How many adults say, oh, let's celebrate our month anniversary? Adults don't celebrate month anniversaries because they realize a month, that's just kind of, that's light work. That's just kind of your, right. You know, that's kind of, you've been there, done that. But how many teenagers go, we've been together. I've had so many teenagers say, hey, can I reschedule my therapy session for you? Cause me and my boyfriend, girlfriend, we're going to go celebrate our, you know, our month or our 2 month anniversary. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't say it, right? Like I don't dismiss it, but I'm like, okay, I get it. Cause for them, a month is a long time. If you take a teenager and you say, I want you to go without your cell phone for a month, they're like, oh, that seems forever. Or if you, yep, like Rojo, if you tell your kid, okay, you can't play video games for a month. Like, what did I do, Dad? Like, that's horrible. Why would you do me like that? If you tell me, hey, you know, you can't play video games for a month, I'd be like, well, I'm not into video games. But you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that like a month's like, all right, whatever. I got to do what I got to do. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I tell teenagers, young people specifically, look at your relationship. After you've been together for a month, you're going to have to renew a new relationship. As adults, after you've been dating for a certain amount of time, it might be like, once you move in with each other, ooh, now you are no longer dating. Now you're living and dating. That means you need a new relationship. So you need to re-up that relationship. So the old one expires when you move in. When you have a kid with someone, okay, your old relationship, whatever that was with that person, is now a new relationship. When you get married, when you get engaged, when you get a new job, these are all very important life cycle nodes is what they call it. Don't listen to those big fancy words. Basically, it's big life cycle changes, right? So always look at relationships as having multiple expiration dates throughout the whole entire course of the relationship. Your relationship with your clothes. Shoot, I got a brand new pair of shoes. Like, well, we got a good relationship. 6 months later, I think I want to break up with those shoes. I think I'm ready like to get a new pair.
Yeah, I need some new shoelaces.
Exactly. I need some new laces. At first, you try to keep it together, use Clorox wipes to clean up the white walls like I do on the side of the shoe. After a while, I'm like, I can't put lipstick on this pig, man. Like this, these shoes are beat up. They're dusted. I got to get rid of them. So every relationship has an expiration date. So back to the question, you guys. Now you've heard how I kind of set this up. Looking at it this way, I would say that if you're losing a spark in the relationship has been past its expiration date for a while. You either evolve the relationship and create a new version of it, or you end the relationship. Mm-hmm. Rojo and Kay, what are some of your guys' thoughts?
Oh, well, it's light the spark in a relationship. It's always one of those things that you have to tell yourself to remind yourself you're dating, you know, like, from what I'm feeling from my experiences is like as a teenager, when I was going through different relationships, it's the dating side. It's always remembering that you can't get comfortable. And when you do get comfortable, the next person, or like you was just mentioning, Kaz, is that next milestone comes up, or that next phase of life comes up. And where do you fit in into having that relationship and that milestone that just happened within that relationship, you know? So always say, don't get comfortable, because if you get too comfortable, those milestones will start overriding you. And then somebody's growing and somebody's not growing. So it's like, grow together and do these different things of trying to get out there and really push yourself to always date if you're in that relationship, or always being open to doing something new, whether it's relationship wise with another sex, or current or same sex, or whatever it is that you want to do. Even when it comes to coaching that relationship, having a coach athlete, it's like you have to be willing to do the new things or try the new things to get that relationship to grow. Teachers, for the teenagers, I'm about to say teachers will always try to get you to do something new, which is like, hey, try this new math problem. It's like, you're going to be like, no, I'm not doing it. It's just one of those things.
Rojo, you made me think about something. So how important is it that, because what you said was like, absolutely, I agree with it, but there's communication that has to happen in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
yes.
Like what I was talking about with the whole entire, expiration dates, you have to communicate that, hey, man, I feel like this is falling flat, right? Like in a coaching relationship and in a dating relationship, if you just, what do they always call it? Define the relationship.
You put a title on it.
Yeah. It's like, we got to define where we at. Yep. Basically that they're saying, okay, us having fun. Okay. That's expired. I want to know where we're at so I can either move on or invest more time and energy. So is that a big part of that, Rojo? Like communicating what you're thinking and feeling, not expecting someone just read your mind.
Yes. Communicating. I mean, even as adults right now, like in every adult life, you have one of those situations where the communication is something that's big for mm-hmm. you to move forward in any type of relationship.
Man. And it's crazy. You know, everything that you guys mentioned is so crucial, especially starting off with you, Kaz. You know, there's going to be so many ebbs and flows to a relationship, right? And then what Rojo says, some people are going to grow, some people aren't. And so when it comes to lighting that spark in relationship, a lot of times the longer you're with somebody, the more dormant things can be as far as being comfortable in that situation. And so a lot of times, you know, there's certain things that we all go through. Some people going to have traumas, new career, you know, say for instance, I'm in high school, my boyfriend or girlfriend is going off to college and I'm staying home.
Ooh, you're still a junior and they're a senior.
That's a new change. So now I have to reevaluate the relationship, communicate with them to understand like, okay, I know this is going to be a big change. This is going to turn me into a new person because I reached this new level. So how's it going to look like for us? What is it going to look like for us? So it's crazy that you guys both mentioned that, like, there's going to be so many changes within the relationship due to our environment, due to new things that we're always going to. And like what Rojo was mentioned, don't get too comfortable in a relationship because there's always going to be changes. If you're comfortable, then the person's going to keep on growing. And that the separation between y'all is going to grow even more. And you got to figure out how, and the only way to bridge that gap between both of you guys is the communication piece that you were talking about so that you guys can stay rock firm. And, you know, there's no disparity between the two and you guys can continue on within the relationship. And that spark is always going to be rekindled.
And what do they say in business? If you don't evolve, you die.
Ooh, yep. Say no, that again for the people in the back.
Any relationship, like, it's got to keep on moving. So that spark is communicate, you know, everything you say. You know, it made me laugh too, because I've heard so many times from young people and old people this phrase, I wish we could go back to the beginning. I wish we could go back to when we were just friends. Right. Because that's when the spark was just boom, boom, like 4th of July. But now we got like drama now. We got parents. We got like maybe, you know, maybe my ex is causing problems, you know, like all these things are coming at you. And then that excitement, that new freshness of the relationship seems to lose it, which that's where a lot of people tell me the spark. And that's where I usually tell people, like you guys said, I'm like, sometimes you got to communicate to the other person, hey, listen, like, I feel like we've lost that excitement spark. If you want to try to make it more exciting, you could bring some ideas. But I think it's good to understand that the communication should be two ways. It should be like, here's what I want. However, I don't want you to be with me just because we're comfortable, just because you don't want to see me with anyone else, just because that was a big issue for me. When I was younger, I'd be like, oh, the relationship is expired. I knew that me and a girl weren't really vibing that much anymore, but selfishly I kept her with me, or I kept the relationship going, because I just didn't want to see her dating one of my friends. I didn't want to see her dating someone else because my ego couldn't handle that. And then, of course, I'm not treating her as good anymore. I'm not making her a priority. She's feeling it. And then she's saying, well, what's wrong? Like, I don't know. Why are you acting that way? And then I'd act all like making up problems when there wasn't really problems, you know, breaking up, getting back together, that communication saying, hey, here's what I think is going on. Do you want to put more time and effort in the relationship? Or should we just like go our separate ways? Because if it's agreed upon, there's communication, it's less traumatic. And then if you decide to do it, if you decide to break up, you don't have to do this, but if you want to like if you want to learn from the experience and you want this relationship to be like devastating for you, you got to realize that just like any loss of any relationship, you have to go through a grieving process. You have to grieve the death of every relationship, every breakup. When a friend moves away, even if you're a best friend, you don't see them anymore, they're not close anymore, there's a little bit of a light grieving process you go through. When there's a breakup, there's a grieving process. So whoever's listening to this, if you hear this, like, wait, grieving process because of a breakup. Yeah. Go Google the seven stages of grief. You're angry. You're like, please, you're begging and pleading, right? Like all these different types of emotions. Grieving is not just death. It's the loss of any significant relationship in your life. All right, you guys. Well, I think we hit our mark today. So again, thank you for the teenager that asked that question. And like Kay said, for all you parents out there, for all you teenagers out there, if this question, if this information we said today, you think would really help someone out, please share that with them. Follow us on OG Therapy on Instagram. Also, you can follow Rojo on Instagram. You can follow K Scott on Instagram. And I don't know if we put those on our reels, but go and give a quick shout out for your Instagram, guys, so people can follow so they can see, keep up to date with what we got going on.
Yeah, for me on my Instagram, it's Robert L. Johnson 32. And for my Twitter handle, it's the Rojo 32.
Yep. And then for me, when it comes to Twitter and Instagram, my handle is kscott_2.
And for me on Instagram, it's David_KOZLOWSKI_, because I know nobody knows how to spell that, so I had to spell it for you. All right, you guys, until next time, as always, when life's got you down on your knees, don't forget to come to your OGs. Have a good day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.